Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Well, hello, I'm Lisa Berry, and this is today's inspiration. Yes, I'm in a spunky mood today. Let's be playful. Let's have some fun. Let's make this the best day yet. I don't want to say the best day ever. I just want to say the best day yet. We keep on moving up and looking up and trying to feel better and live a better life. And I was just reading up some notes I have. I do try to prepare for the show, so I'm just not endlessly babbling on my positive perspective about how our brains are wired for negativity bias. So that explains a lot. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, I just want to say hello and thank you for tuning in, listening, anywhere you want, anytime you want. One of the wonderful things of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, the internet show that you can listen to on the go, on your iPad, on your phone, on your computer, in the bathroom, sitting outside as the weather starts to warm up. I'm coming to you from Southeast Michigan, where we've had a long, cold winter. And spring is here. It is officially spring, and we're hoping to see signs of that any minute now. And, of course, our first sign is going to be a thunderstorm. But that's just how it goes. I don't worry about the weather, because there's nothing you can do about the weather except be prepared to deal with it. So that's the power of letting go. I love to travel and I love to go places. And I know people who travel and they obsess over the weather forecast. And you know what? There's absolutely nothing you can do. When you get there, it's going to be whatever it's meant to be. And only thing you can do is control your reaction to the weather. You just tell yourself, I'm going to have fun no matter what. That's what I do, you know. Of course you want wonderful weather. Of course you're paying a lot of money to fly somewhere or stay somewhere or eat out somewhere or visit sites on this great journey that you're traveling on. But you can't do anything about the weather, so it's good to let it go and not worry about it. And that's so true in so many areas of our life. There's, you know, I would say I'm happy if I can control my bladder. We have little under our own control. We can plan. We can hope. We can dream. We can envision. We can set goals, and I'm to the point now, I feel like if I say something out loud, I'm making it a reality. I mean, more or less, you know, I'm not a supermodel if I say that out loud, but I could feel like a supermodel, and really everything that I have learned is how you feel on the inside is how it shows on the outside. But yet, I just had this moment and started looking into that we are not our bodies. It's interesting. I look in the mirror as I age and grow every day, and I say, who is that? How did that happen? That's what I say when I go shopping and I try on clothes. How did that happen? And how often do you take the time to stop and look in the mirror and see what other people see when they look at you? Because I don't feel that's important. I'm trying to share what's on the inside of me, and that's why I love radio, because you can sit there or lie there or stand there or be listening in your car, and I am whoever you want me to be. It sounds like I should be charging by the minute. That's not what I meant. I am a loving source of inspiration and laughter, and I want to uplift you and make you feel better and help you have the proper perspective. And however that looks to you, that's the beauty of radio. You get to decide. And I get to say that who I look like on the outside is not who I am. I am not my body. Although just Googling that, I found there several verses from the Bible that say, you know, your body does contain your spirit and your soul, but you are supposed to take care of it because that's what will carry you through this world, is that body, that mass of blood and guts, to put it. Are you still listening at this point? Thank you so much. I appreciate you hanging in there with me because I've already said some interesting things. But really, the human body is in such a complex situation of things that are happening all the time that I don't take it for granted. I believe that we are miracles and every day is a miracle. And be grateful for your human body and take care of it and don't abuse it. And, you know, of course, exercise is the best drug on the market. I heard that from a recent med school lecture. Exercise is the best drug on the market. Think about that. We go to the doctors and we have issues and then they give you medications and those are great. And I would never speak badly of those. If they help you, that is great because that's why they're here and that's what our world has evolved to. But it's really about taking care of yourself inside and outside. We live in stressful times. Life is challenging. Every time you turn around, there's something going on. And you have a job and you have parents and you have partners and you have kids and you have expectations and you're trying to juggle them all and meet all those expectations and most of all take care of yourself at the same time. I always say when you go to the dentist thinks you should have perfect, pristine teeth because they deal with teeth all day long and they think your teeth should be your top priority. And then when you go to the foot doctor, they think that you should be wearing the most perfect supportive shoes and your feet should be so well taken care of because they're foot doctors and that's their perspective. And you go to the hairdresser and they think you should be conditioning and cleaning and taking care of your hair because they're a hairdresser and hairstylist and they think hair. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. And we are fortunate to have experts to deal with it. But everybody has to realize, you know, we alone are dealing with everything inside and outside. And inside is so important. And I thought of the old Socrates quote. Every week I'm inspired by different people and different thoughts. And I try to share those with you in hopes of influencing your perspective and in hopes of influencing the way you look at life. Because I know I can't tell you what to think or what to say, or how to feel for sure. But I can share what I've been through and what I feel I know strongly in hopes that will help mold you or inspire you, lift you up or cheer you up or whatever you need. That's what I'm here for. So I thought of the Socrates quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." Because it still amazes me how so many people just walk through life like robots and they don't take the time to think what it's about. Some people go to church and their church tells them what to think and they just say the prayers in unison, and I'm not judging anyone. I'm just saying, do you ever go to church and think about things? Do you ever get up in the morning and think, why am I here? What are my gifts? How can I make the world a better place? Because that's really what it's all about. So Socrates said way back when, the unexamined life is not worth living. I just don't want to plod through life every day and not try to find meaning and purpose and love and fulfillment, because that's what we're here for. And that's what life is all about. And that's what enriches you. And that's what makes life worth living. And I know life can be so difficult. Believe me, I'm human. I have a job. I have this show. I have partners and kids and friends and expectations, just like I said at the beginning of the show. So I know. However, feel like I've been through the things that I've been through to give me the perspective that I have that I want to share with you. So Socrates believed the purpose of human life was personal and spiritual growth. And that's why you're listening. So I'll give yourself credit for that. And thank you for hanging in there with me today and every week. And thank you for listening to all the great shows here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. It is a great part of the future of radio, internet radio. They're putting internet radios in cars. So we're on the cutting edge, and you're on the cutting edge. So we are unable to grow towards greater understanding of our true nature unless we take the time to think about it and reflect upon our life. As another philosopher, Satayana, once said, "He who does not remember the past is condemned to repeat it." Oh, I wish somebody wrote something this week about do it once, and it's an occasion. Do it a second time, then you've made a choice. So don't, if you're making mistakes and you're doing it over and over again, you need to stop and think about what you're doing and think about why you're doing and thinking about the consequences. Because life is all about choices. We choose every single second. You chose to listen to the show, which again, I'm very grateful for. You chose to find Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, which has got to be having a great impact on your life. And you choose what to think and you choose what to say and you actually choose how to feel. I mean, yeah, stuff can happen and you got to power through it for a few minutes. But ultimately, you have a choice. You have a choice how to react in every situation. Whether you want to get mad or whether you want to get even or whether you want to hold a grudge or whether if you just want to drop it and get on with it, move past it and look for the joy and look for the life. I think they have a hard time accepting someone like me who, when I say I try, and I'm human, I try to find the best in everyone. And I feel like I can help empower people to bring out the best of them because I think we're all here for a reason. That we're all human beings walking the same journey and nobody's better than anybody else. I don't care what your heritage is or who your father was or how much money you make or how much land you own or what building was named after you. I mean, that's lovely and good for you. That's something to be proud of. But I still see you as my equal. I still see us as human beings dealing with life from our own perspective and our own experiences, because we're all different. We're all wired different. Some people have lots of testosterone and they're very athletically inclined, and some people are not. Some people look at life from as a poet and when they hear music in their head. Lately, I've been experiencing a lot of people walking around whistling, which I just love. Somebody who walks around and whistles, that's happiness. And I'm attracted to that. So I think that's great. So walk around and whistle and be happy and let it go and examine your life and look for patterns and look deeper. And then that talks about your subconscious programming. I read something this morning that said only 5% of what we think is what's really going on in our brain, and it's all in our subconscious. And I think that is a tough place to go. But that's what hypnosis is about, and that's what envisioning is about. It's about digging deep and getting into your subconscious. James Mapes, one of my favorite people I've had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing, and actually met him in college when he was a hypnotist, and he came to my college. And hypnotism it's real. It's not like, oh, you know, follow this yellow line, you're going to bark like a chicken. It's getting into your mind and realizing the power of your subconscious. And James Mapes talks about you ride the elephant, don't let the elephant ride you. So I try to get in there deep down in my subconscious to figure out what's really going on. And another message I keep getting lately is, it's not too late to be what you were meant to be. I love that. That means never give up. No matter how old you are, no matter where you've been and what you're doing, it's not too late to be what you were meant to be. We live in such an ageist society, and everyone thinks, you know, I read something, someone said, you can still have a life when you're in your 30s. I'm like, you can still have a life when you're in your 60s or 70s, or you can have a life as long as you decide you want to have a life. And just poo-poo to society. You know, if they think you're old, that's their problem. I don't think I'm old. And I don't think it's too late to be what I was meant to be. And I'm not going to give up. Never give up hope. Wake up every day calm and expecting to be successful. And expect great things to happen, because you get what you expect. You see what you're focused on. And you are who you surround yourself with. Think about that one. That's a good one. The people you surround yourself with have a great influence on you. Even if you are very strong and very self-aware, which is the most important thing. But if you're around people and they have certain relationships, or they make choices that you never would have made before, maybe you need to stop and think, are they influencing the choices you're making right now? Are they upbeat, happy, expect the best people, or are they doggy downers, what is wrong now people? Because that does tend to rub off on you. So think about that, because it's very important to become emotionally aware and be aware of the people who are around you. So I found this story that the headline was, it's scientific proof that happiness is a choice, which I say over and over and over again. And I don't know if people believe me, but hey, now I have scientific proof that happiness is a choice. Now, it is said that genetics and upbringing affect about 40% of happiness. About 40% of happiness is within our control. I don't know, that seems low. But I do think that I'm genetically wired to wake up happy. Been through it all. Pretty much, well, I don't even want to say what I haven't been through, because as I said, I put it out there and that becomes real. But I've been through a lot. Not a happy childhood, lots of deceit, lots of mistrust, lots of my trust being violated, and I still wake up every day pretty much in a good mood, and I wake up every day hoping for the best. So I think that might be how I'm wired. However, people who are happy choose to make happiness among their top goals, and it's like happiness is my hobby. I should have that made into a t-shirt. I like, happiness is my hobby. So I have researched it, and I do look into it, and I found this article because I'm interested in happiness. So I make it a priority. And why would I want to make anything else a priority? Why wouldn't you want to be happy? Why wouldn't you want to be calm and centered and aware of your gifts and strong in your sense of self and strong in what you have to give to the world and confident? Yeah, I'm talking about confidence. I'm not talking about cockiness. I'm talking about confidence. You need to have confidence. And you can. If you know who you are, and if you know what gifts you have to bring, do it. You don't need anybody's permission. You can just go out and be the best you that you know that you can be. So people who are happy choose to make happiness among their top goals. And that's me. And that's what I want to share with you. And, you know, you can have your happiness increase by the choices that you make. So, meanwhile, in the same article, neuropsychologists found that our brains are wired to scout for what's bad, as the brain's like Velcro for negative experiences and Teflon to positive ones. So this so-called negativity bias that I mentioned at the start of the show causes the brain to react intensely to bad news compared to how it acts to good news. But we can counter the brain's negativity bias, which triggers us to form strong bad memories and good ones, by appreciating and lingering on those tiny positive moments. That's what gratitude is all about. And it's so simple. And gratitude changes your brain. Here's this article that says what I say to you pretty much every week, that you can change your brain to not appreciate the negative things that happen. Everyone gets all excited when something bad happens. They look for something bad to happen, then they get all over it. You can train your brain to look for good things and then have gratitude for even the tiniest positive moment. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Why would you want to be negative? So let's be happy. You can be happy. It's a choice. You can focus on it. You can have gratitude. Walk around every day. And just, I don't need to keep a journal because it's an ongoing theme in my brain. And I make a point and I make an effort all the time to think, oh, I'm gratitude. I have gratitude for the smallest things. I have gratitude for this show, for this opportunity. I am so grateful that you are listening. I'm bursting. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate it. And I would love to hear from you. If I'm hitting home with you, if I'm saying things that have made a difference in your life, I would be most grateful to hear from you. LisaLoveBarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. If you email, it's LisaLoveBarry@gmail.com. I love connecting with people. That's why I do this show. I get to sit here and lean into this microphone and open up my heart to you and share how I feel and what I think and what I know is so important in life. And then you listen, and hopefully we're connecting, and hopefully it's making a difference in your life. And if you want to email me and let me know, I love to hear from people. And hopefully when this show is over, you go, ah, yes, I feel good. Yes, she's right. Life is short. We're all going to have the same ending. Why am I not making the most of every moment? Why am I not looking for happiness? I have to fill myself with gratitude and perspective, because it's all perspective. You know, I say that many times throughout the day in many different situations, that everything is perspective. We see things based on where we've come through or where we've been and what we've experienced, and it really makes a difference on how we look at life. And I'm grateful that people can be on the same page because we have so many different perspectives. But you can't deny that the most important thing in life is love. And why are people so uncomfortable talking about love, love, love? We should talk about it. It's the most important thing. You should tell people that you love them. Recently, I've experienced some people passing away at way too young of an age, and the community that I live in has been very shaken up by this. And, you know, it's something I never forget because I've been there. I lost a sister to breast cancer at the age of 51. I was with her when the hospice worker was trying to get her to come to terms with her soon passing. It was a horrible, horrible moment, but I learned so much in that moment. And my sister's death is not in vain because it changed who I am. I'm going to cry. So let's talk about love. Love heals everything, and love is all there is. That's a quote from Gary Zukav, Z-U-K-A-V. Are you familiar with Gary? I think Oprah first brought him to life. Oprah had him on her show when she had her daily show many years ago. And he says your life, all of your experiences become an uninterrupted flow of opportunities to expand into love instead of contract into fear. Now, a lot of people do that. They compare, it's either love or fear. It's one or the other. I think to me that's a really strong statement, either love or fear. I think there is some middle ground there, but the experts like Gary and many others say it's either love or fear. Pick one. Well, of course you're going to pick love, but we still have fears. And those are things that I think we need to work through. So Gary says, you see the power of your choices in the extent of your responsibility for what they create. because he says, you see, when you create with brutality, the experience of brutality comes to you or another of your soul's personalities. But when you create with love, the experience of love comes to you or another of your soul's personality. So eventually you learn to create with love no matter what circumstances you are in. You see your circumstances differently too. You see them all that beckon you to love, to fall into love, to allow love. Why are people so uncomfortable? I was in an experience with a young man, and he did something really nice to me and I said, oh, I think I love you. I thought he was going to pass out. He was very uncomfortable that I used the L word. And granted, we don't know each other that well, but I do come to every situation with love. And I do think that love is the most important thing. And I have love for people. I pray for everyone, and I have love for everyone, because why not? So when you cannot feel the call, when you fight the fall, and when you refuse to allow, you are experiencing fear. I'm quoting Gary Zukav again here. When you cannot feel the call, when you fight the fall, when you refuse to allow, you're experiencing fear. And the experience of fear is also an experience of love. Eventually, you will come to realize that love is all there is. So why not open to love right now? Why not begin the process now? Why not step into your life consciously and reasonably? There is no other way to love. I'm not taking credit for those words. Those are the words of Gary Zukav, and talking about love. And people say, oh, you're such a Pollyanna, and you go back to your happy world and talk about love. Well, why not? Why wouldn't I? Why do I guess I'm lucky my brain is not focused to dwell on the negative. I don't have an experience and walk away from it and say how somebody wronged me. I mean, yeah, I guess sometimes I do, but that's not ultimately what I do or how I want to be. I want to walk away and say what was right with that situation. What's right with that person? What can we find good about that person? And how can we help them evolve into an even better person by being gentle, by being loving, by being kind and thoughtful and empathetic and with compassion? I don't understand mean bosses. I don't work by the, you need to be disciplined, because we learn ourselves. That's the best parenting advice I ever got, is that you teach your kids to make their own choices, and then they live with the consequences. Now, that's easier said than done, because as a loving, doting mother, I always want to be there for my children, but they have to learn on their own. And it is all about choices. But why not choose to live your life with as much love as possible? I got to write that one down again, too. Choose to live your life with as much love as possible. Why would you want to live any other way? It is a choice, because it's all about choices. So I'm quoting Gary, love heals everything, and love is all there is. And again, I don't know if I think fear is the opposite of love, but I do think that love is so important. And as I say every week, you can't change anyone but yourself. So love yourself, and don't worry what other people think of you. Know yourself, and just be your authentic, loving self. I'll say that again. You can't change anyone but yourself. So love yourself, and don't worry what other people think of you. Know yourself and be your authentic, loving self. Oh, that is a great thought. Then I came across something, 10 harsh truths that will improve your life instantly. These are supposed to be harsh truths, but once you hear them, it's going to improve your life instantly. And if I could get it open, that would improve my life. Greatly. All right, number one, you can't control a lot of things, but you can control how you respond. Hello. Where have we heard that before? I say that all the time. Number two, life isn't always happy, but there's value in both the bad and the good. There is, according to this article, tremendous pressure on all of us to be happy, which of course is not how I look. It's not pressure. It's not pressure. It's a choice. It's a way of living. So don't feel pressured to be happy. But life is sometimes difficult and painful. Hello, I've lived it. I know it. But when you let go of the idea that only happiness has value, you can accept life in all of its glorious complexity. That is true. Number three, nothing lasts forever, and that's a good thing. I'm not good with change personally, but whatever the situation or emotion, there's great freedom when you can learn to let go. Well, again, what I was talking about this morning. I love this one. We can do our best and still fail, and it's not our fault. As leaders, we have a tendency to be hard on ourselves, but when you let go of perfectionism, you can accept that you did your best, whatever the outcome. Hope for the best, expect great things, and if that doesn't happen, let it go, which is pretty much exactly what I have said during this whole show today. I like to see this. I guess I feel reaffirmed when I read these lists. You're not everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay. It's been acknowledged again and again that you can't please everyone. That's so important. I'm pretty much a pleaser, so that it's very freeing to know that all you can be is yourself, and not everyone's going to like you. And then you got to let go of those people and those experiences, and don't let them mold you or form you or influence you. Number six, the past is gone, but you can build a great future on its foundation. That is true. I am who I am today based on everything I've been through, good or bad, and there's been plenty of bad, and I still choose to see the good, and I still choose to share that with you. The beliefs of others are not your concern. Acceptance is. Let's look into this one. Each one of us is unique in our own way, and that is what makes this world so fantastic. What is right for me may be wrong for you. All we can do is let go of judgment and accept one another for who we are. I love it. Let it go and just love, not judge. Some people and situations are harmful, and there's strength in walking away. Once in a while, you encounter a person or a situation that's just wasting your time, sucking precious resources and energy from your life, and it may not be your place to judge, but that doesn't mean you have to allow toxicity to hold you back. Just leave it behind you. Walk away. Number nine, deceit and games don't fuel careers. Trust is the key. Trust is pretty much the key to any and all relationships, and it's not easy to come by. But business is built on relationships, and like partnerships, marriages, or friendships, trust and authenticity are the key components. I cannot say that enough. You have to know who you are, be yourself, and trust that you are walking your own authentic life, and people either love you or not get you, but that's your choice. And all you can do is know yourself and love yourself and keep walking the walk and hold your head up high. And hopefully you're doing it respectfully and kind. I always say people can be people, and they can have their egos, and they can have their moods and their moments and their opinions. As long as they're not mean to me, then I accept everybody for who they are. Don't be mean. If you're mean, you're raising it to a whole other level. So just be nice. Be authentic. Be yourself. And finally, many things you can't choose, but you have a choice in everything you do. You can make excuses, blame others, embrace the toxic and wrong, or you can follow a brighter path. It's up to you. When you let go of bad ideas in your life, it's not about weakness. It's about realizing that you are important enough to choose well and strong enough to let go of the things that may be holding you back. Now, that is not easy to do, but you are strong enough, and you can do it. And you have that choice, and you have that power. Don't give your power away to anybody else. You are in control of your own thoughts and of your own life. And be happy. Spread love. Spread cheerfulness. Being cheerful. I think people hear the word cheerful, and they think, you know, put your finger in your dimple and la, la, la. But cheerfulness is not a word we use a lot, but I think it's important. Being cheerful means you live a life in a state of pleasure that's so intense that you transmit a sense of joy. Didn't you just want to like emanate joy from your body, emanate joy from your heart and from your face? And, you know, I guess I try to make a effort to smile more so people can see outside the inner joy that I have inside. As I said at the start of the show, you're not your body. And I look in the mirror and I think, who is that? I guess I need to work on better emanating the joy that I feel inside. I do try to be loving and caring, and I do the show to share my perspective with you. And I do public speaking. If you have a group or organization and you would like me to come and share this perspective with you, please email me, lisalovebarry, that's B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. And I'd love to come and share some love with you. And I hope I've helped you this week. I hope I've strengthened you, and I hope you are feeling great, as good as you can feel, as good as you choose to feel. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon.